feel like a gangster right now.
What's that supposed to be?
It's a human head. And look, he's smiling.
I have been ensnared by my own handiwork.
Why don't we play doubles? Patty and me versus you two. Yeah! Yes! I mean, sorry.
When did you get a tattoo?
There's a lot of things you don't know about me, Gregory.
In case we don't make it, something I have to tell you. One time, I went to the bathroom, and I didn't wash my hands.
One time, I used your toothbrush to get dog poop off my shoe.
What? Okay, here's the deal. The Diary of a Wimpy Kid films aren't meant to change the world. They're meant to entertain 10-year-old boys, and anyone who has a sense of humor of a 10-year-old boy. I guess that's why I like these movies as much as I do. In this third installment of the popular movie series, Greg Heffley has plans to play video games over the summer, but his parents thwart these plans, causing him to find other things to entertain himself with and deal with the normal shenanigans that are thrown at this middle schooler. Diary of a Wimpy Kid Dog Days is very much in line with the other two films. All the characters return to their expected roles. Like the other movies, this is a fun film with plenty of pratfalls and slapstick, plus a good dose of PG-level body humor. I took my son and we both had quite a few laughs out of it. It's a bit of summer fun for the right audience. Diary of a Wimpy Kid Dog Days gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.